Sefer Dvarim is quite unique and very different than the books of the Torah that preceded it. Virtually all of Sefer Dvarim is recorded in the first person because it is really a speech that Moshe is giving. It is primarily Moshe's farewell or valedictory address to the Jewish people close to the time of his death and close to the time of their entry into the land of Eretz Yisrael. It is notable in that sense that the common phrase which we're familiar with ever since Moshe came onto the scene, Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Lemor, or some variation thereof, which we have heard so many times, Hashem tells Moshe to tell something to the Jewish people, that common, almost ubiquitous phrase is completely absent from almost all of Sefer Dvarim, and not making an appearance until the very end, until Prakim Lamed Aleph and Lamed Bet. Rather, instead we have, as we read in the opening words of this week's Parsha, Ela HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Dvarim is primarily Moshe's speech, not what Hashem told Moshe, what Moshe himself wanted to tell the Jewish people. And what does he want to tell the Jewish people? So if one does a cursory survey of the psukim in Sefer Dvarim, we find many different themes. There are times where he's rebuking the people, like at the outset, but there are other times where he's encouraging or exhorting the people towards greater Torah observance. There are times where he repeats and has recollections of previous significant experiences that occurred to the Jewish people and Moshe together in the desert. And then there's also areas of Sefer Dvarim which relate to mitzvos. Sometimes Moshe is reviewing or even elaborating on previous mitzvos that had been mentioned. And there are even examples of Moshe mentioning mitzvos for the very first time. And all of this, the unique nature of it being from Moshe more than Hashem, the very different themes that have come across, all of this, not surprisingly, invites numerous mefarshim over the centuries to try to provide a certain structure and a framework for understanding the Sefer, because it really needs that more than most other Sfarim, which are either narrative-driven or clearly mitzvah-driven. Among the many efforts that have been made in this vein, perhaps one of the most important and consequential is that of the Ramban, that he gives in his introduction, his Hakdamah to Sefer Dvarim. The Ramban begins by noting, as is very familiar, that on the one hand, the main theme he thinks is Mishneh Torah. Dvarim is known as Mishneh Torah, which is the idea of reviewing or the repetition of the Torah, because the main emphasis, says the Ramban, is for Moshe to review important points before the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, to underscore those importance and to encourage the people in their observance. In that vein, right at the outset, the Ramban notes what is missing from Sefer Dvarim, and that is virtually any mention of anything that had been previously taught in Vayikra, in Toras Kohanim. Anything relating to the Kohanim, says Ramban, you will not find repeated in Dvarim, not about the Karbanos, not about the Tumah and Tahara, or anything relating to the Kohanim and their service. And the Ramban explains this based on an idea which is found in the Gemara, Kohanim Zrizim Haim. The Kohanim are known to be very, very careful in the mitzvos, full of enthusiasm and alacrity, and therefore they didn't need this repetition in Dvarim the way the rest of the Jewish people did. However, says Ramban, the rest of the Jewish people, but Yisrael, yachzor ha-mitzvos ha-nohagos behem pam acheres. There is a lot of repetition and reinforcement and reminding the Jewish people about the importance of specific mitzvos. Either, says Ramban, because lehosaf behem bi'ur, there's extra details and explanation that is offered in Dvarim, so therefore there's a certain substantive change and benefit and addition information that's given in Dvarim, excuse me. And other times, says the Ramban, even if it's already been mentioned numerous times, it's still going to be repeated again and again, just because that itself encourages and highlights and underscores the importance. So for example, he says, like Avodah Zarah, Azhara Marubo Zu Achar Zu, it's repeated time and time again, and we're not necessarily changing or adding the information, but just the repetition underscores the importance of it. And as Ramban, there are times, sometimes, as it were, Moshe raises his voice. Sometimes the presentation will also add emphasis to the Jewish people. The last point the Ramban mentions, which is his most novel and chudash, and therefore controversial, is he talks about the mitzvos which are mentioned in Dvarim for the first time, mitzvos which had never previously been mentioned. For example, Yibum, the laws of slander, Motzi Shemra, the laws of divorce, Edom Zomimim, and others. So how come they were never mentioned before? So the simplest understanding is that Hashem is only telling Moshe about them for the very first time in this final year, at the end of the final year of their time in the desert. The Ramban does not accept that, and the Ramban says, amazingly, Kfar Nemru Kulam B'Sinai Op O Moe B'Shana Rishona. All of these had been taught to Moshe a long time ago, either literally when he was still in Har Sinai, or at latest, sometimes from the Ol Moed, sometime early in that first year when they were in the desert, but for sure, Kodem HaMeraglim, says the Ramban, before the sin of the Meraglim. However, where they're standing now, right about to go into Eretz Yisrael, in Arvot Moav, the plains of Moav, Lo Nischad Shulo, they did not have any new mitzvos, which basically means, in essence, that according to the Ramban, Moshe was holding on to these mitzvos for almost 40 years, and only taught the Jewish people, and only included them in the Torah now. Why would Moshe do that? So says the Ramban, he gives one of two possible reasons. Either lo nichtavu mitzvos b'sfarim harishonim shidabrim yotzei Mitzrayim, because lo nahagu b'osan ha-mitzvos rak baretz, even though these are not necessarily farming mitzvos, things that relate to the land of Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, maybe for some reason, these mitzvos did not apply when they were in the desert. They only started being active mitzvos and obligations when they got into Eretz Yisrael. This is obviously a very novel idea, and potentially very, very difficult to accept. Numerous other commentaries reject the Ramban based on the weakness of this point, but the Ramban doesn't mention it. Or, says the Ramban, or they're very infrequent mitzvahs, mitzvahs are not going to be so important and necessary, and therefore Moshe Hashem felt no need to mention them until they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Some of Farshim do mention, within the opinion of the Ramban, that if an individual needed a particular question or had a relevant particular mitzvah that was not mentioned until now, but it came up in the desert, then maybe Moshe orally Baal Peh told him that. But to be actually written in the Torah, it was held from the Jewish people until now.